However, this book is not a prescription. It is a confession, pure and simple. It is the confession of a man who allowed himself to become a pawn, an economic hitman. A man who bought into a corrupt system because it offered so many perks, and because buying in was easy to justify. A man who knew better, but who could always find excuses for his own greed, for exploiting desperate people and pillaging the planet. A man who took full advantage of the fact that he was born into one of the wealthiest societies history has ever known, and who also could pity himself because his parents were not at the top of the pyramid. A man who listened to his teachers, read the textbooks on economic development, and then followed the example of other men and women who legitimize every action that promotes global empire, even if that action results in murder, genocide, and environmental destruction. A man who trained others to follow in his footsteps. It is my confession. The fact that you have read this far indicates that you can relate on some personal level to my confession, that you and I share a lot in common. We may have traveled different roads, but we have driven similar vehicles, used the same fuels, and stopped to eat at restaurants owned by the same corporations. For me, confessing was an essential part of my personal wake-up call. Like all confessions, it is the first step toward redemption. Now it is your turn. You need to make your own confession. When you come clean on who you are, why you are here during this time in history, why you have done the things you have, the ones you are proud of, and those others, and where you intend to go next, you will experience an immediate sense of relief. It may be nothing less than euphoric. Believe me when I say that writing this book has been deeply emotional, and often a painful and humiliating experience. It has been frightening in a way nothing I ever faced before has been frightening. But it has opened me to a sense of relief I have never known until now, a feeling I can only describe as ecstatic. Ask yourself these questions. What do I need to confess? How have I deceived myself and others? Where have I deferred? Why have I allowed myself to be sucked into a system that I know is unbalanced? What will I do to make sure our children, and all children everywhere, are able to fulfill the dream of our founding fathers, the dream of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? What course will I take to end the needless starvation and make sure there is never again a day like September 11th? How can I help our children understand that people who live gluttonous, unbalanced lives should be pitied, but never, ever emulated, even if those people present themselves, through the media they control, as cultural icons, and try to convince us that penthouses and yachts bring happiness? What changes will I commit to making in my attitudes and perceptions? What forums will I use to teach others and to learn more on my own?